The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I hope that over these last several weeks, you've been getting a sense of Jesus' beatitudes, these words of blessing, and that they've helped us to begin thinking and reasoning in a more Christ-like way about what blessing really is. We've seen that blessing doesn't mean that your life is picture perfect and you're on top of the world. But rather, it's when we are weak or broken or when we don't have the answers that we can finally open our eyes to the truth that Jesus has really been there all along. The Beatitudes that we've been studying are all about how he can put our broken pieces back together in a new way, in his pattern. See, that's what Jesus does. He welcomes sinners into fellowship. He makes broken people whole. So if you are lost, if you're confused or struggling, Jesus is there with you and for you. If you have grief or guilt, secrets or shame, Jesus welcomes you with unconditional love. He always offers forgiveness and new life to you as a gift. And then he does something else. He doesn't just leave us there. Jesus calls all these messed up, imperfect people like us to himself, and then he sets them loose. "Go," he says. "Go and teach this new way of living that you have received. Go and embody these blessings. Go and invite others into the kingdom of God." See, Jesus restores broken people like us so that we can spread blessing and wholeness in a broken world. Jesus really does love the whole world, all of it. And he wants to give that love through his blessed community, the church. And the Beatitudes that we heard this morning are all about how Jesus makes that happen. And to be honest, we might not have liked it when we first heard it. Did you catch those words? Meek. Merciful. Peacemaker. It can sound like doormat. Wimp. But here's the thing. Being blessed means being made into living expressions of who Jesus is. And Jesus is merciful. Jesus makes peace. Jesus is meek. And even those few times in Scripture where it's recorded he was angry, it was never on his own behalf. No, what made Jesus angry wasn't when he was attacked, when he was insulted. What made Jesus angry was when the good, pious, religious folk tried to use their power to exclude the hurting or the different or the inconvenient. Keep them out. That's what got Jesus angry. Everyone else, even the very people who were crucifying him, got forgiveness and compassion. See, that is how Jesus overcomes evil. By mercy. by peace. Now, anyone with the slightest bit of common sense knows that that's not how the world works, right? The world works on the Cain and Abel model. Am I my brother's keeper? Self-interest. Cold hearts. Competition. Violence. That's the foundation of Cain's kind of civilization. And it is definitely still with us today. It is an expression of human sin, and it takes on a life of its own in a world that absolutely runs on power and coercion and money and force. But we are called to embody a living alternative to that way. Remember, being blessed means having the life of Christ in us. And once he starts messing around with our hearts, once his word starts getting into our minds, once his spirit starts getting into our souls, once we start depending on him in our prayers, then he will start to remake us into expressions of his love for the world. And that means once we get into Jesus' hands, he's going to make us, remake us into people who give out mercy and who share peace. Now, this isn't some utopian dream. I'm not saying we're going to go out of here today and make this magical new world where everything's just fine. What we can do is embody the love of Jesus and bear witness to a deep, saving truth that the world on Cain's model doesn't want us to know. And that truth is this, and this is important. This gets to the heart of what God is up to in the world. Here it is. Force. The use of power. Force may restrain evil. It can punish evil. Hear that again. Force may restrain and punish evil, but it will never cure or defeat evil. It can restrain it. It can punish it. But force can't cure it. You can't coerce someone into faith and redemption. The spiritual power of sin and death can only be overcome by mercy and love and peace. And so if we are going to embody Jesus' struggle against evil, then we're going to have to do it his way, in his spirit, the spirit of meekness. And again, we might not like that word, meek. Well, here's the thing. Meek doesn't mean wimpy. Meekness can only come from strength. Meekness is the power of patience. It's the power of endurance. It's the power of trust that our lives and our world are in God's hands, not in our hands. Meekness is the refusal to use coercion or violence, even for a righteous cause. Meekness is not, oh, there's nothing I can do, I might as well give up. It is rather, I refuse to use violence, even for my own rights. That's a hard word. You remember last week, though? Last week, it's not about us being right and righteous, but about us hungering and thirsting for Christ's righteousness. That will make us meek. Because it'll show us that we aren't the righteous ones who can force other people to act righteously. That'd be great if it was true. It's not. Only God is righteous. And only God can forgive and love people into righteousness. See, here's what the church, especially in America, needs to remember. And it goes against our culture so strongly. We can't advance the kingdom of God through power or propaganda or passing laws. Can't do it. We can, however, faithfully serve the kingdom and embody its grace and invite others to experience it through prayer, through witness, through service and sacrifice, through compassion and hospitality. We can't force other people to act Christian through political victories. We can invite others to become Christian by persuasive reason, by the creativity and beauty of our life together, through love, through mercy. See, the meek really will inherit the earth, because it is exactly through meekness, through the humble victories of love and perseverance, that God is reclaiming and remaking this world. And it's so easy to forget that. It's so easy to ignore it. It's so easy to be tempted to instead to pull the levers of political power, to demonstrate loudly for our rights, or to treat the culture around us like our enemy. What we need to do then is to remember how Jesus comes to us. Not with condemnation, not with judgment, but with grace, with mercy. God's will is not done when we beat ourselves up. And it sure doesn't happen when we beat other people up. Now hear me, I'm not saying, oh, the church ought to be soft on sin. Sin is deadly hard enough on its own. And a world that is beat up by sin needs mercy. A world that is devoured by violence needs peace. A world that is being driven into the ground through pride needs meekness. The world needs a community of people who can be each other's brothers and sisters' keepers in love. That's not wimpy. That's a hard, courageous path. Making peace is a spiritual conflict. And all of this is really just another way of saying what we already know, and that is that it's not our job to make this world right. That's beyond our pay grade, folks. Let's be honest, we can't even force ourselves to be right. That job belongs to Jesus. And if we're going to see the kingdom of God spread, it'll be through the love and the mercy of Jesus. See, through offering mercy and making peace and living in meekness, that is how Jesus loves you from the cross. That's the power that he gives to you. He has poured out his very life into you. And in just a few minutes, we're going to gather around this table. And at this altar, we will again eat and drink his body and blood, and the life of Jesus will come into you anew. all your sins will be swallowed up in his mercy. You will be named again a child of God. And you will inherit at this table every good treasure. In Christ, you are blessed. And Jesus blesses you with all his love so that you can embody that blessing and invite others to receive and experience the kingdom. When we trust and follow him, Jesus will remake us. And through us, he will remake the world. Amen.